In the scripture, there was a lady who had been sick for many years. She'd gone to the best doctors, spent all of her money trying to get well, but nothing worked. One day she heard Jesus was coming through town. The scripture says she kept saying to herself. She wasn't saying, "I'm never going to get well. I can't believe this has happened to me. I always get these bad breaks." No, she kept saying to herself, "When I get to Jesus, I know I will be made whole." In the midst of the difficulty, she was prophesying victory. All through the day, over and over, she kept saying, "Healing is on the way. Brighter days are up ahead." When she started making her way to Jesus, it was extremely crowded, but she didn't complain. She didn't get discouraged. She kept saying, "This is my time. Things are changing in my favor." The more she said it, the closer she got. Finally, she reached out and touched the edge of his robe. She was instantly healed. Notice the principle. Whatever you're constantly saying, you're moving toward. You may be struggling in your finances, but when you keep declaring, "I am blessed, I am prosperous, I have the favor of God," every time you say it, you're moving toward increase. You're getting closer to seeing that come to pass. You may be facing a sickness. It doesn't look good, but every time you declare, "I am healthy, I am strong, I am getting better," you're moving toward health, wholeness, victory. Perhaps you're struggling with an addiction. Every time you declare, "I am free, this addiction does not control me," you're moving toward freedom. You're moving toward breakthroughs. Now here's the catch. This works in both the positive and in the negative. If you're always saying, "I am so unlucky, I never get any good breaks," you're moving toward bad breaks, more disappointments. "Joel, my back's been hurting for 3 years. I don't think I'll ever get well." You're moving toward more sickness, more pain. "Look, I've been through so much. I don't think I'll ever be happy again." You're moving toward more discouragement, more sadness. If you will change what you're saying, you will change what you're seeing. The scripture says, "Call the things that are not as if they already were." A lot of times we do just the opposite. We call the things that are as if they will always be that way. In other words, we just describe the situation. "Gas is so high, I don't see how I'm going to make it." You're calling in more struggle, more lack. "I can't stand my job. My boss gets on my nerves." You're calling in more frustration, more defeat. Don't use your words to describe the situation. Use your words to change the situation. One time, our daughter, Alexandra, had a copy of my first book from 10 years ago and a copy of my newest book. She was comparing the photos on the cover. She said, "Daddy, wow, you look better today than you did 10 years ago." I said, "What would you like to buy me?" But do you know how many times I've said, "I'm getting stronger, healthier, wiser. My youth is being renewed like the eagles." Every time you say it, you're moving toward it. But if you're always saying, "I'm so out of shape, I'll never lose this weight," you're moving toward the wrong thing. A gentleman who looked to be about 70 recently told me, "Joel, when you get old, it's all downhill." That was his say-so. He was declaring, "I'm going down." He was calling in poor health, lack of vision, hearing loss. If he keeps that up, he'll keep moving toward it. By the way he looked like he'd already been saying it for a long time. And I realize, yes, we're all going to get old. We're all eventually going to die. But don't make plans to go downhill. Don't start speaking defeat over your life. Moses was 120 years old when he died. The scripture says his eye was not dim, his natural strength not abated. 120, healthy, strong, 20/20 vision. Didn't have reading glasses. Wasn't wearing a "help, I've fallen and I can't get up" button around his chest. He had a clear memory, a strong, sharp mind. In spite of how you feel, in spite of what's been passed down in your family line, every day you need to declare, "Everything about me is getting better. my bones, my joints, my ligaments, my blood, my organs, my memory, my vision, my hearing, my talent, my skill, my looks, my skin, my youth is being renewed. Like Moses, I will finish my course with my eye not dim, my natural strength not abated. You talk like that, and you're moving toward renewed youth, health, energy, vitality. That's a lot better than getting up in the morning, looking in the mirror and saying, oh man, I'm getting so old. Look at these wrinkles. I look so bad. This gray hair, I'm so out of shape. You keep moving toward that, and in 5 years, it's going to be scary. You need to have a better say-so. Don't talk about the way you are. Talk about the way you want to be. You are prophesying your future. There's a young lady on staff at Lakewood. Every morning before she leaves her house, she looks in the mirror and says, girl, you're looking good today. I saw her one time and asked if she was still doing it. She said, yeah, in fact, today when I looked in the mirror, I said, girl, some days you look good, but today you look really good. Now, why don't you stop criticizing yourself? Stop talking about all the things you don't like, how you're getting too old, too wrinkled, too this, too that. Start calling yourself strong, healthy, talented, beautiful, young. Every morning before you leave the house, look in the mirror and say, good morning, you good-looking thing.